for USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson advised people not to attend demonstrations in the UK after the word racist was scrawled on a Churchill statue during protests over the killing of George Floyd.
You've got a situation in which the statue of Winston Churchill, who is a national hero, has had to be boarded up for fear of violent attack. That, to me, is both absurd and wrong.
City officials in Palmdale, California, said on Saturday that they support calls by activists and residents who have demanded an independent investigation into the death of Robert Fuller, a 24-year-old black man who was found hanging from a tree in a public square this week. His sister spoke from a rally in Palmdale.
It's really crazy to all of us, and we really are here to support Robert, and we really want to find out the truth of what really happened.
Yeah.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams told This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that the deadly shooting of another black man in Atlanta demonstrates the legitimacy of Black Lives Matter protests.
There's a legitimacy to this anger. There's a legitimacy to this outrage. A man was murdered because he was asleep in a drive-thru. And we know that this is not an isolated occurrence. We also know that a man taking a taser from a police officer in Pennsylvania resulted in his arrest. But because this person was black, it resulted in his death.
The protesters in Seattle have taken over a seven-block area near the police department's East Precinct. Seattle Police Officers Guild President Michael Sloan told Fox News that the federal government is watching the movement spread to other major cities.
As we're already seeing signs that it's occurring down in Portland, Oregon, and we've heard things happening in Nashville, and my sources are telling me that the federal government is extremely interested in this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.
Newly minted UFC flyweight Cynthia Cavillo spoke to reporters after defeating one-time title challenger Jessica Ai in the main event of UFC Vegas 2.
I was literally in the gym for 1 week, and the next day I had a fight lined up. So it was just really weird, and especially because it was a fifth-round fight, and so it took me a little while to just really get warmed up there.
A member of a legendary country music family has been killed. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Police in Tennessee say the single vehicle crash on Saturday night led to the death of the daughter of country singer Hank Williams Jr., who was also the granddaughter of country legend Hank Williams. They say 27-year-old Catherine Williams Dunning was driving south on Highway 79 in Henry County, west of Nashville, when the vehicle crossed the median and started rolling. Her husband was also in the vehicle. He was injured in the crash and had to be airlifted to a hospital. There's no word on his current condition. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Coast Guard in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, came to the rescue of two people and a cat that were saved from their houseboat when it started sinking. An MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter and a 29-foot response boat assisted in the rescue. The two people were hoisted into the helicopter and brought to the airport. The boat crew took the cat aboard and returned it to its owners. No medical concerns were reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Jesse Edwards.